The Laurel Park subdivision was built in the late 1940s and early 1950s in the Rio Grande Valley city of Harlingen. Its winding streets are filled with profuse vegetation and ordinary ranch houses, but the neighborhood also includes houses that are extraordinary for their modern design. Two Harlingen architects, John York and Alan Taniguchi, were responsible for most of them. York was flamboyant. He loved the quality of lightness. He used slender steel pipe columns to support wafer-thin roof decks. He also loved the valley's climate. His house seemed to be all screened porch with bedrooms and a big living room attached. Taniguchi used pitched roofs with wide overhangs to protect his houses from the intense sun. His most dramatic house seemed to be all roof. The sweep of its low gables sheltered the long house beneath. Both architects designed houses with glass walls or walls of windows. Some homes contain less than 1,000 square feet, but their angles and glass make them appear more spacious. One York residence, the prototype house designed for living, won a merit award in 1951 from the American Institute of Architects. York and Taniguchi both left the valley around 1960 to teach at the universities of Oklahoma and Texas, respectively. Their sleek, low houses have not always fared well. Some have been remodeled to block the subtropical sun. Others remain examples of efficient design. Mike Daly lives in a two-bedroom Taniguchi home. He's advocating preservation of Harlingen's mid-20th century architectural treasures.
These homes, a lot of them really were so unconventional. I get butterflies in my stomach when I'm in them. Beams are visible in the roof. You can see vertical columns in the homes, and the brick walls are not veneer. Those are actually supporting walls. And this, they really felt, was a truthful way to address architecture, was to not hide its structure. That was architecture itself.